Greetings, constant listeners. It's Jen 2, the Rage Adams. What you're about to hear is a clip from our latest Patreon exclusive interview featuring the legend himself, David Morse. The veteran actor shares a number of stories from his work in King's Dominion, particularly his roles in The Langoliers, The Green Mile, Hearts in Atlantis, and his outstanding narration for Revival. How do you hear the full thing? Become a member of our Patreon, The Barons. It's there you can unlock over 100 hours worth of exclusive content, from our Stephen King archival series to our new Dark Tower Detour show to over a dozen commentaries on all your favorite Stephen King movies. You can subscribe now through the link in the description of this episode, or you can visit www.patreon.com/thebarons. And here's a post-Kingmas gift for you. Not only did we rework our tiers into two easy choices at $5 and $10, but we're also offering 15% off all annual memberships from now until the ball drops and the Crimson King brings 2022 in with a bang. So what are you waiting for? Hope to see you there over long days and pleasant nights.
You have amassed this wild resume of just so much with King, you know, whether it's the Langoliers, the Green Mile, Hearts in Atlantis, audiobooks. You even starred in Joe Hill's Horns. He recommended you for Revival. Have you become a friend of the family by now at this point?
You know, we are, I've only been with him twice in my life. And so I would be honored if they felt I was a part of their family. But I don't know if I am, you know, in that way. I met him the first time on Langoliers, and you must have seen it. There was a scene where he's out on the runway. He's like the board or something. And I think I was there that day and, you know, said hi or something. And there's Stephen King out there in the Bangor airport in the middle of the summer.
Yeah.
With the National Guard, whatever they were, that the Air National Guard doing touch and goes all day long with their tankers. They're while the airport is supposed to be totally silent.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, just that alone, the height of the summer, everybody trying to get places coming in from Europe, going to all their holiday destinations, and the airport is supposed to be empty and silent. It's the only thing where I've had to do, or all of us had to loop an ADR every single line of dialogue in that 4-hour miniseries.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
But anyway, that was the first time I met him. And the other time was when he came to the Green Mile. And I think it happened to be on his birthday. And he and Frank Darabont, obviously, are good friends. And, you know, it was a celebration. Frank really made sure it was a celebration when Stephen got there. And Stephen is not shy, or if he is shy, you would never know it. You know, it was just great fun to have him there and have the whole crew and cast celebrate him.
Did you have a lot in common to talk about? Since you're from Massachusetts, yeah. I imagine, did you have any, did that help break the ice a little bit when you first meet him?
No, because, you know, he's there. He's not there for me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And particularly at that point, because Green Mile, I think, was the second thing I'd done of his. Mm-hmm. And everybody wanted his attention. And he was really in and out. So I've never had a real conversation with him.
Yeah.
Which I look forward to doing someday.
Murder in America is a true crime podcast that covers stories from all 50 states, including stories of mass shootings, serial killers, and lesser known murders. Do you find yourself doing more research after listening to a true crime show? Well, Courtney and I used to do the same thing, and that's why we created Murder in America. Our podcast dives deep into each case. Our storytelling will make you feel like you're right there within the case with us, watching it all play out, and we do not shy away from the graphic details. If you're a fan of true crime, then listen to Murder in America on Spotify now.